The cancellation of the Lisbon-Dakar rally came a day before its expected start date. Mauritania was scheduled to host 8 of the rally's 15 legs and is therefore losing a lot of tourism revenue. According to journalist Salem Bokhari, who is in the country, locals are very worried.
The desolation is big in Mauritania with the government and with the population because the damage is very big for the tourists, for the services, and for people who are living since 30 years ago from the rally activities.
But not everyone believes the yearly race is as beneficial to the African countries as others claim. Longtime activist Ibrahim Kahn believes this rally is more profitable to Europe and European business than it is for Africa. He believes this is a good opportunity to revisit commercial exchanges between Europe and Africa, as some African countries are trying to do with the Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations.
Look at the moment, the debate in Africa is how the commercial relationship between Africa and Europe should go. You know, this debate on what we call in France APE is conducted. It's not conducted for the benefit of African countries.
Kahn says he is not against the race, but believes it could be reorganized to bring more to the countries it drives through.
The ideal thing will be for them at least to say that there is a percentage of the benefit collected from this rally to be invested in African countries. Let me just give you an example of Mauritania. If they decided to build at least 10 to 15 schools in Mauritania, in cities that were visited, that will be really, really useful.
But the Dakar Rally organization says they are already implementing humanitarian aid programs. The cancellation of the race followed the killings of 4 French tourists in Mauritania, closely followed by the killing of 3 soldiers and direct threats to the rally organization. The Mauritanian government blamed the killings on a terrorist sleeper cell affiliated with Al-Qaeda. David Sedum is a freelance consultant who specializes in issues of risk and security. He says the link to terrorism is a good tactical decision for the Mauritanian government.
There is a worry, certainly in the U.S. administration, about the level of potential threat. And governments in the area, including the government of Mauritania, have had quite a lot of financial and logistic support from the U.S. as a result. So they're not going to say, no, there's no problem. That it attracts quite a lot of support from the U.S.
He believes this sort of income is more profitable than the income the Dakar rally brought.
This is a long-term arrangement between the U.S. administration and these governments, you know, starting back in 2004 or so. So here's a regular kind of support, and that, I imagine, plus the kind of political advantages that a long-standing relationship with the U.S. administration gives these governments, I would have thought far outweighs cancelling the Dakar rally.
This year was to be the rally's 30th anniversary. Jade Hallman for VOA News, Dakar.